you're going to look in the box score the next day and say, oh, you know, Lightning lost 5-2. You know, we lost the game, but it was, you know, we had a puck for a lot of the night. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, the guys are trying. It's just give the Islanders credit. They're really, you know, good defensive team. But they kept us to the outside. The goalie got to see a lot of shots. And, you know, those chances we did have, we didn't bury. And, you know, and they buried there. That was it.
You just worked so hard in the third period and really carried play there. How frustrating was it not to convert on that power
play? Tough. You know, actually, I thought it was tough coming into the period or into the third period down 2-1. I thought we deserved a better fate than that. But, you know, it's you're down a goal. We pushed. And, you know, then I don't know if they'd had a shot in 10 minutes. And then they come down and score. And, you know, a little deflating to our guys. But it, you know, they kept battling. And it was one of those games, pucks went in for them. They just didn't go in for us.
Their first goal, I think Joseph Boston edge, make the third one, like a bunt up and a puck. We've done it. Like, it's just those things that you can kind of
It's those are things that they kind of snowball. And you know, the thing you can't do is sit here and say, well, why us? Like, why did I blow a tire there? Or how come this puck bounced here and when it normally would bounce somewhere else? We can't do that. In an A2 game year, it all will even out. And, you know, the one thing we can't do is hang our heads. But, you know, we don't play for another week. And so that's a rare break you have in the regular season. But it'll give us the time to, you know, just put us in a new environment, reset, get a few practices in, and take on a tough Buffalo game.
So maybe good to kind of break up the schedule where you're saying, you know, you don't want to hang your head, start saying why us, and kind of just break it up that way?
The guys are working, they're trying, and I think that's when frustration sets in, is when you are working so hard and quote-unquote breaks aren't going your way. But you know, we threw 35 at them tonight. Probably in the end, the scoring chances are going to be probably very similar. I don't think there were very many either way. And, you know, we keep having defensive efforts like that. You know, eventually with the skill set we have up front, we will score some goals.
It's hard to hear up there. I mean, in that fourth goal, that challenge, what do you guys kind of notice about this game?
Well, you know, that was a positive game. We only took two penalties, you know. Well, I owned the third one. You know, we thought it was a high stick. At that point of the game, we know a penalty's coming if we don't have it. But, you know, 4-1 and 3-1 is a big difference. And, so we went for it, and you know, talked to the ref after. He said it was close, but they just didn't think it was conclusive enough. But that's you know, we're just trying to give our team a chance.
You said frustration can be setting in sometimes. I mean, how do you let that as a coach? How do you stop that from coaching staff, letting that kind of linger or affect the way you guys play? I guess it's,
well,
it's
we
natural
just,
to have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we eventually here we're going to get rewarded, and then hopefully we can go on a little bit of a streak here. Part of it too is, you know, we've been on the road a lot. We haven't played games for a while, and then we play them in bunches, and there hasn't been really a rhythm to our year. And you know, here's going to be another long break, and then play a couple, and then a long break after that. But as long as you know, we are seeing improvement in a lot of areas, and it's that we just got to weather through this. We knew this was coming. You know, we knew from the very beginning. So we get through Sweden and kind of get our footing under us. But, you know, we're still above 500 heading into Sweden, and hopefully we can come back with some more points and then, you know, kind of dig our heels in once, you know, kind of our schedule evens out.
Coach, are you excited or look forward to the trip to Sweden for this event?
For sure. It's how many times do you get a chance to do this and see a beautiful city in a new country? And you're happy for Hedman to get to be able to go back, and you know, I said this earlier this morning. You know, with Strahlman and Hedman, and you know, the amount of Swedes I've coached over the years, phenomenal human beings, and you know, now we get to go see, you know, where they were raised, and have some Swedish meatballs.
Do you think this time over there provides an opportunity for team building and some of those events?
Well, naturally, got a little bit of time together, so. We'll make sure we fit that in.
You guys did really good things today. This is kind of a
maybe good to see him get a chance in another organization to get back to where he was last year.
Louis was a big part of our team last year. We won 62 games, and partial was because of him. And he was, I think the fans really grew attached to him because of some of the things he did after the end of games. And he was a class kid, and I wish him nothing but the best for
that.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah.